Make ends meet, Rosa began working for the city of Willow Run in the payroll department. While the job was initially a stopgap for the family, Rosa became much loved by her co-workers, and she worked full-time there for the next 30 years, developing relationships with people she came to think of as her second family. After being laid off, Henry changed careers 3 times, finally returning to GM in 1963 and working his way up to floor supervisor. Shortly after, he reconnected with his father, who had managed to overcome his addiction to alcohol, and forgave him. Henry and Rosa's daughter Peggy, now in her 50s, is also a participant in the study. Peggy doesn't know what her parents have shared with the study because we don't want to bias her reports about her family life. Having multiple perspectives on the same family environment and the same events helps broaden and deepen the study's data. When we dig into Peggy's file, we learn that when she was growing up, she felt her parents understood her problems and that they helped cheer her up when she was upset. In general, she saw her parents as very affectionate and consistent with Henry's and Rosa's own reports about their marriage. Peggy said that her parents never considered separation or divorce. In 1977, at age 50, Henry rated his life this way. Enjoyment of marriage? Excellent. Mood over the past year? Excellent. Physical health over the past 2 years? Excellent. But we don't determine Henry's health and happiness or anyone's in the study simply by asking them and their loved ones how they feel. Study participants allow us to look at their well-being through many different lenses, including everything from brain scans to blood tests to videotapes of them talking about their deepest concerns. We take samples of their hair to measure stress hormones. We ask them to describe their biggest worries and their critical goals in life, and we measure how quickly their heart rates calm down after we challenge them with brain teasers. This information gives us a deeper and fuller measurement of how someone is doing in their life. Henry was a shy man, but he devoted himself to his closest relationships, in particular to his connection with Rosa and his children. And these connections provided him with a deep sense of security. He also employed certain powerful coping mechanisms that we will discuss in the coming pages. Building on this combination of emotional security and effective coping, Henry could report over and over again that he was happy or very happy even during his hardest times, and his health and longevity reflect that. In 2009, 5 years after Charlotte's visit to Henry and Rosa's home, and 71 years after his first interview with the study, Henry's greatest fear came true. Rosa passed away. Less than 6 weeks later, Henry followed. But the family legacy continues in their daughter, Peggy. Just recently, she sat down for an interview at our offices in Boston. Since the age of 29, Peggy has been in a happy relationship with her partner, Susan, and now, at age 57, reports no loneliness and good health. She is a respected grade school teacher and an active member of her community. But the path she took to arrive at this happy time in her life is harrowing.